Tuesday, episode number 44, we look at a new wave of finger picks. We hear a viewer recommended blues artist, and you get to find out how much you donated to Guitars for Vets during the month of May. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 44. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your best and boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week. But before I dive into that guitar geekiness, I have a little bit of Acoustic Tuesday tradition that I like to do, and that is known as guitar geek trivia. Here is your guitar geek trivia question for the week. The famous rock club in New York, CBGB, has hosted many rock bands such as the Ramones, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Misfits, and the Police, amongst many, many others. Contrary to what those bands indicate, what do the letters CBGB actually stand for? Is it A, Curtis Bundy and Gloria Bundy? B, Cool Bar and Great Beer? C, Country, Bluegrass and Blues? Or D, Cheerful Beats and Groovy Bands? Go ahead and ponder that, and I'll be sure to give you the answer at the end of the show. And of course, Acoustic Tuesday, there's a lot of levers, there's a lot of buttons, there's a lot of slider switches, and those all need to be pushed, pulled, and prodded. And of course, doing all the pushing, the pulling, and the prodding is, of course, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first. Noah, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I wanted to show you the shirt. I don't know if you had a chance to read my shirt.
Yes. Well, you walked in this morning and I all I saw was hangry. So okay. I knew it was fitting.
Well, so I want to get into our guitar geekiness, but I just feel the need to explain this.
Okay.
Because I've been asked many times in the comments to just move the beard aside so people could read the shirt. Because I have a lot of guitar geeky shirts, right? This one is not. So Whitney's sister, Lauren, used to live with us for a while. And she saw the hangrier side of me on more than a couple of occasions. Mm-hmm. Hanger is basically you're hungry and you get angry, and the two just kind of feed off of each other. Noah's witnessed it on numerous occasions as well. So the shirt was, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. And this was a birthday gift, and it caused quite a laugh. And I thought, you know, I'm going to wear that today.
It's a good one.
It is. And I want to comment on your G.I. Joe haircut as well.
Oh.
I think you look strapping.
Oh,
you
yeah.
look like a real American hero, as a matter of fact.
Thank you very much, mm-hmm, Tony. I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome.
Yes. Okay.
All right, let's dive in. So the very first thing I want to share with you guys today is something that, well, I was reluctant to try. And let me explain. I'm the type of player that, well, I kind of go by the mantra, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Meaning that once I find something that works, I try and just put the blinders on so I don't see anything new that I want to be tempted to try. Now, let me say this. Since Acoustic Tuesday has started, that has very much changed because I'm very much open to trying new products and pieces of gear and things like that. But as far as my personal kind of comfort zone, I like finding the thing that works and sticking with it. And for the longest time, in fact, I've featured these very finger picks on a previous episode of Acoustic Tuesday. I love the Pro Pick number 3 split band finger picks. I love these, right? They're really, really comfortable and they just do what I need them to do. And then I saw the product that I'm about to share with you. I saw these goofy little spaceship-looking finger picks. They look as though they're from another planet, or it's kind of like I should be in one of those Egyptian movies from like the 50s and 60s. Like I feel like Cleopatra would wear these.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So these are Acri finger picks, A-C-R-I finger picks. And they caught my eye because, first of all, they're enormous looking. They're actually quite big. If you compare them, in fact, I'll put the Pro Pick on my index finger and keep the Acri on my middle finger. They're considerably bigger. I mean, just surface area-wise, they're huge. So I was curious. I thought to myself, well, who the hell would even wear these goofy-looking things? So naturally, I ordered them because I wanted to try them out and share my report with you all. And I got to tell you, there's two things about the Acri finger picks that I absolutely love in a major way. The first thing is this: they feel very sturdy. With finger picks, generally I experience a little bit of give when I go to really dig in on the strings, whether I'm playing dobro, banjo, or guitar, whatever the case may be. When I really want to dig in, finger picks generally give just a little bit. It's not bad. I just thought it was a necessary evil. However, the Acri finger picks, because of the way that they affix to your finger, they don't give. They're very solid, which means they're incredibly responsive. They translate finger movement into a pick stroke very efficiently, and the resulting tone is amazing. I feel like I have a lot of control with the Acri finger picks. The second thing I noticed is their overall comfort. These picks are so ridiculously comfortable. I thought the Pro Pick split band picks were comfortable. Now, I still love these picks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking these. I think these are really, really amazing. But they do dig into my cuticles on my picking hand and can kind of cause a little bit of discomfort, especially if I have like a run of gigs where I'm playing a lot. The Acri picks, however, these don't dig into the cuticles at all. In fact, they kind of sit right underneath the first kind of, what do you call that, a knuckle? The first little segment of your index and middle finger. And they're ridiculously comfortable. They come in both a medium size and a large size. I ordered the large. They fit like a little glove made for my fingertip, a little brass glove made for my fingertip. Now, these do come in two different flavors. We'll call them flavors, like ice cream. You have the brass flavor and you have the stainless steel flavor. Now, I've also seen nickel used as a material, but I haven't seen that as frequent as I've seen the brass and the stainless steel. So I'm only gonna cite the brass and the stainless steel because I think those are the two most common materials that you run into. Now, I ordered mine through Elderly Instruments in Lansing, Michigan. They arrived quick, and it was just an easy transaction. I believe the brass finger picks are right around $7, and the stainless steel ones are right around $14. Of course, they will issue different tone. The brass ones tend to be a little bit more warm, and the stainless steel ones tend to be a little bit more crispy and articulate. And of course, you'll see close-ups. I know that I've got pictures of close-ups here, and you'll just see the size of these picks and the overall shape. They look goofy, but I'm telling you, once you get past the look of the finger picks, they're really, really comfortable. Like I said, I still love the Pro Pick split band finger picks. I think they're amazing, but I wanted to share these Acri finger picks with you all because I think they're literally the most comfortable finger picks I've ever tried. And I think they come in at a decent price. I mean, $7 or $14, that's not too bad for a set of finger picks that are this comfortable. So make sure if you're using finger picks with any sort of frequency, if you use them a lot, please try these out. I think you'll be really pleasantly surprised at both the tone and the comfort that you get from them. Now, I want to move on. I do have quite a bit of things to discuss today. The music I'm listening to, which came from a viewer, which is outstanding, and also the very final item that I'll share with you this week, which is a really feel-good item. Let me just say that. But first, I want to visit the mailbag and see what came in this week. Now, one of the things, it's pretty slim, but let me say this. Acoustic Guitar Magazine came in, and I'm very excited to dig into this issue. In fact, I've done it already. One of the future trivia questions for Acoustic Tuesday came out of this very issue. And when I first got this magazine, my first thought was, come on, Acoustic Guitar. This is like the thinnest magazine I've gotten in a while. Can you guys just put more stuff in the magazine? But upon flipping through it and doing some pre-reading, let's just say the focus is on Mississippi John Hurt, so it's packed full of goodness. So my initial impression of the thickness of the Acoustic Guitar Magazine was wrong. It's packed full of goodness, so I'm excited to dig into that. And just as we were rehearsing for the show today, because I need to rehearse because, well, quite frankly, sometimes the words just don't come out the way I want them to. So the rehearsal helps me get out all the bugs sometimes beforehand. But as we were sitting down to talk through the show today, the FedEx lady came in and dropped off an envelope. And the envelope contained two G7th capos. These are the new Heritage capos, and I am so excited. First of all, I'm very, very grateful to G7th for sending these out for me to try out. I got both a standard nut width and a wide nut width, and I just unboxed them, looked at them briefly, so I'm not going to share any impressions right now. I'll review these in an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday, and I'm excited to dig into these, and I want to thank again G7th for sending these out for me to try out. I'm very excited to dig in. In fact, there's been a lot of your comments about, hey, Tony, check out the G7th capo, because I've actually got a couple different G7th capos. So maybe, I don't know, Noah, maybe we'll do a full-blown G7th episode. Mm. The pros, the cons, the everything, the in-between.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, that's pretty geeky stuff.
Yeah, well, it's on tap. So the coffers are full. I've got a lot of geeky items that I want to share with you guys, and I only got so much time. So let me dive back in to the next item I want to share with you. Summer is full of opportunities to see music. Whether it's your local hotspot or whether it's a festival, summer seems like the time. It seems like that's when all the bands tour. It seems like that's when all the new albums come out. Not all of them, but a lot. And it's just the opportunities for seeing music live are tremendous. They're everywhere. And they're it's like you can't go through a weekend without looking in the paper and seeing, holy smokes, there's another festival. And with all these options, it's really hard to figure out where to go. Now, there's one destination festival that I think needs to be on everyone's acoustic music bucket list. This is held in Lyons, Colorado. It is the Rocky Grass Bluegrass Festival. This year, it's happening July 27th to the 29th. And I got to tell you, firsthand experience, this is one of my fondest musical memories. I mean, it's easily in the top five, easily in the top three, actually. Just from the way that the festival is run, from the people that are attending the festival, to the musicians that are playing at the festival, to just the overall vibe, it's an amazing place. It's an acoustic music. It's like a pop-up acoustic music town for a weekend. Words don't express how amazing this festival is. And there's four distinct things that I want to share with you that I think make this festival what it is. Number one, the setting. As you go down into the area where they have the bands, the stage is here and you've got these red rock cliffs behind it. The St. Vrain River runs right next to the festival grounds. And if it gets too hot, you can literally hop in the river. They got tubes. You can float down. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So the setting is outstanding. Also, there's contests at this Bluegrass Festival. Now, there's, of course, Walnut Valley is kind of the king of all contests at festivals. But as far as in the West, I think this one is one of the, I think they're on the cutting edge. They've got contests for mandolin, fiddle, guitar, banjo, dobro. They even have a banjo contest. A band contest. I already mentioned the banjo contest. But they even have a band contest. And it's a great place to go and see younger players and kind of show off their skills. I mean, it's really inspiring to see these players really pour out all the skills and the technique that they've amassed through all their years of practice and things like that. So the contests are just really inspiring. And the lineup, okay, I've watched the Rocky Grass lineup every year since I went. I went in 2011. And the lineup never disappoints. I'm always like, oh, I wish I was going again this year. This year, just to note, I actually wrote down a couple names. Sam Bush, David Grisman, of course, Hot Rise will be there. And then what I'd like to dub this band. It's kind of it's an all-female band, the Formidable Females of Bluegrass. Now, that's not their official name. That's a Tony-created name. So the Formidable Females of Bluegrass, we've got Molly Tuttle, Allison Brown, Becky Buller, Sierra Hall, and Missy Raines. They will all be there as well. And then the fourth thing that I think is crucial to know about Rocky Grass is the Rocky Grass Academy, which starts roughly 5 days before the weekend. So this year it'll start on the 22nd of July. And this is where you can go with your instrument and learn from some of the most amazing players that are out there. I mean, they will sit down and teach you in small groups. And again, this runs about a week prior to the actual weekend festival. You've got banjo lessons. Tony Trischka is teaching this year amongst many other banjo players. You've got Daryl Anger doing fiddle. You've got Brian Sutton and Molly Tuttle on guitar. And there was just a laundry list of amazing players all teaching on their instruments. And it's just... it's an incredible learning opportunity for any guitar geek, for any acoustic music geek. And if you're thinking, maybe I don't want to do the instrument lessons. There's even lessons in luthery in Rocky Grass Academy. Literally, you can build like an Army Navy style mandolin that week leading up to the festival. And actually, Daniel Roberts, who's from here in Belgrade, Montana, actually teaches that. He's done it for, I think, I want to say like 16 years or something like that, with some help from some other luthiers as well. But the Rocky Grass Academy is amazing, and they wrap it all up with a band scramble at the end, where all the different instruments gather together and create bands for right before the festival starts. So there's a lot of good to be had at the Rocky Grass Festival. And I found a really cool clip of Michael Daves, Noam Pikilny, Brittany Haas, Mike Bubb, and I am spacing on the mandolin player's name, and I'm sorry about that, but they're performing on the main stage. So this is just to give you a taste of what you can expect at Rocky Grass.
All right.
So that was Michael Daves and Friends playing at Rocky Grass. I believe that was last year in 2017. And I just remember the name of the mandolin player is Dominic Leslie. So really just a, it's just an outstanding festival. I can't say it enough. Like I said, some of my fondest memories, basically easily a top three musical memory, was at the Rocky Grass Festival. My friend entered me into the Dobro contest, which was an eye-opening experience all around. So whether you can go this year or not, I would encourage you to go this year. The lineup looks stellar, but keep that one on your radar, because that's one you're definitely going to want to check out as you make your summer plans and things like that. So let's move on. Now, Noah, I've got C-Dub. Acoustic Tuesday viewer C-Dub recommended an artist for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to dive into that, but first I want to celebrate some small wins with you, with everybody.
Yeah.
So let's do so.
I'm ready. All right. Small wins. I don't know about you, but by now I have like the little small wins intro jingle.
Yeah.
Just like playing in my head.
I always, it's like, that's all, that's the one I,
right, there you go. Yeah. The intense vibrato.
Yeah.
Okay, small wins coming in for today's episode. First one comes from Enrico, regular Acoustic Tuesday viewer.
Awesome.
Small win, a friend and fellow guitar geek, and a much better player than me, is thinking about buying a travel guitar and asked for my recommendation.
All right. Heck yeah, that's guitar. That's a very specific example of Guitar Geeks uniting. I like that.
Next one comes from Hector M. He says, finally, after countless attempts, I finally managed to convince my 3-year-old son to sing with me his favorite song at the moment, Strange Things from Toy Story, while I played it on my ukulele.
That's awesome.
That's a cool one.
That's way cool.
Hector, you're gonna have to film that and send it in. We're gonna have to see that.
Fam Jam in real life.
Yeah. That's right. That's a small win and Fam Jam.
Yeah.
And last one comes from Frank D. Small win from Old Bridge, New Jersey. Joined a weekly guitar jam as a precursor to open mic and solo duo performances in my near future.
Heck yeah.
As always, New Jersey loves you guys.
That's awesome. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's good wins all around.
Great
wins. Fam jams. We got guitar advice. That's all good.
Yeah, and open mic performances.
Heck yeah.
That's small wins for today, Tony.
Well, thanks for sharing the small wins, Noah. And of course, if you want your small win feature on an Acoustic Tuesday episode, it's very, very easy. In the comments below the YouTube video, just put hashtag small win and go ahead and describe your small win. Maybe a friend asks you for advice. Maybe you're gearing up to play an open mic. Maybe you change your strings for the first time. Whatever the case may be, please share it with us. We love to celebrate those. It really helps kind of keep that positivity going that we all need throughout our guitar journey. And I'd like to share an unrelated small win.
Okay.
When we cut to that video of Michael Daves playing at Rocky Grass, mm-hmm. You're like pointing. Noah was pointing at my arm, and he's like, "What happened to your arm?" And this last weekend, Whitney and I climbed Saddle Peak in the Bridger Range, and Saddle Peak sits at about 9,100 feet, and there was still snow up there. And on the descent, it's not technical, so don't think I was like hanging from ropes. I don't do that. That's not what I do. on the descent, there was a gentleman coming up, and there was a snow patch, and he said, "Oh, go ahead, go first." So Whitney and I were going down with the two dogs, and I took one step, and I thought my foot was solid, and I was on the snow, and as soon as I put my weight on the foot, the foot extended forward, and I proceeded to tumble a little bit, hence my little mountain rash there.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I just wasn't sure if it was you reading like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And
you just wiped it on my arm.
Jelly on the counter. Okay. Which, for the record, you don't eat PB&Js.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. moving forward.
Yes.
So I want to share with you all an artist recommendation that came from a Guitar Geek, an Acoustic Tuesday viewer by the name of Chadwick C-Dub Wilzewski. Hopefully I said the last name right, but I'm going to go with C-Dub because that's his designated nickname here. Now, C-Dub says this about this week's featured artist. "I love her ragtime-infused fingerstyle blues. Her playing is like listening to Robert Johnson, but having a little something extra thrown in there. Kind of like eating your favorite dish at your favorite restaurant, but they won't tell you what the secret special ingredient is." And he does go on to say, "No, I want you to take special note here. For him, for C-Dub, the special ingredient is always a shot of bourbon. So just keep that in mind. Just put that in your brain just for future reference."
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said there. Yeah, but moving on.
Yeah, moving on, of course. Yeah, C-Dub's a bourbon guy. So C-Dub recommended that I listen to Mary Flower this week. And I am so pleased that he recommended that because Mary Flower is just an outstanding fingerstyle blues musician. She knows the blues inside and out. She plays with this amazing clarity, this wonderful accuracy, but it's not robotic. Like, it's very human. She emotes very well, and her playing is just, it's a treat to watch. It's a treat to listen to. And not only is she very adept on the kind of standard Spanish guitar, and I'm not talking classical guitar here, I'm just talking holding it in an upright position. She also plays lap style slide on a vintage Gibson HG00, which is a treat to watch as well. So I actually found a really great selection. Since C-Dub compared her to Robert Johnson, I actually found her playing Me and the Neville by Robert Johnson at kind of a blues celebration. So let's actually have a listen to that right now.
Well, that's good. Door. when you knocked upon my door. I said, hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go.
Flower playing Me and the Devil by Robert Johnson. Now, Mary Flower to date has 11 albums under her name. Now, I'm sure she's played on many, many more than that, but to her credit, she's got 11 albums. At least that's what my research dug up. She's got a couple albums that I want to highlight of those 11. Ladyfingers would be one of them. The next album, a very bluesy title, Misery Loves Company. Another one, When My Bluebird Sings, and then her most recent release, which I found a treat to listen to, really a fantastic release, The Rag Picker String Band. Now, this is Mary Flower playing alongside Martin Grosswent and Rich Del Grosso, or Grosso. Hopefully I said those names right, but that album is really awesome. It's definitely more on the vintagey, old-timey jazz, ragtime end of things, and it's just it's a fun album to listen to. And you can each musician on that album really is extremely talented, and they just mesh together very, very well. So make sure to check that out. Another one I want to mention is Instrumental Breakdown, which is one of my personal favorites. So check those albums out. Now, the cool thing about Mary is that not only is she an amazing player, she is a very well-spoken teacher as well. She has a bunch of instrumental stuff, although it does contain that. She has a bunch of instructional materials out and available for you to learn from. So make sure to check those out. And here's a cool fact. She actually helped to develop the curriculum at the Swallow Hill Music Center in Denver, which we featured a couple episodes back on Acoustic Tuesday. So a really cool connection there, and I want to thank C-Dub for go ahead and recommending that. And if there's an artist and you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, Mary Flower's great, but Tony, you got to hear this artist, please let me know what your recommendation is. All you have to do is go to acousticlife.tv. In the top menu, you're going to see a button that says Submit. And you can go ahead and click that Submit button, and you can submit gear recommendations, artist recommendations, and of course, your guitar song, which we'll get to that here in just a little bit. So yeah, I want to hear from you guys. I want you guys to help participate in the show and kind of almost create the show in a way. And the C-Dubs example was a fantastic example of that. So that's what I'm listening to this week. Really outstanding stuff. Really outstanding stuff. So far, I want to know what you think of the show. So please, in the comments below, let us know where you're tuning in from. Let us know what you think about the show. And of course, well, just say hi to all your fellow guitar geeks. And if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. It's super, super easy. All you have to do is hit the red subscribe button. And don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification each and every time a new video gets released. And of course, if you want Acoustic Tuesday directly to your email, which is what most people do, go ahead and click the link in the description, and that will get you Acoustic Tuesday delivered directly to your email, along with access to my Guitar Geek list, which is something that all guitar geeks, in my opinion, definitely need. Now, we've got item number one is really something that's exciting that we are all involved in, and I cannot wait to share how big of an impact we made for Guitars for Vets. But before we do that, I want to check in with Noah. Noah's been doing some dancing during the Mary Flower segment. Mm-hmm. He's been doing some overall just, I think, calisthenics. But I want to check in with you, see if you got shout-outs, see if you got some featured comments.
Indeed I do, Tony. Always love giving shout-outs and sharing your comments.
I thought you were going to say I always love doing calisthenics, but carry on.
I don't love doing those. That's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Okay, so some comments and shout-outs to those who have tuned in to Acoustic Tuesday episodes in the past. First shout-out comes from Thomas, who says, good evening, guys, from Scotland.
Awesome.
Which is always one of my favorite places to give shout-outs to.
Sure, sure.
Next one comes from Scott G. Says, happy Acoustic Tuesday. It's a beautiful day in New England.
All right.
Next one comes from Staline H. Another great show, guys. Hello from the Hudson Valley,
all right,
New York.
Awesome.
And we got one from Tom S. who says, happy Tuesday. Just got into Frankfurt, Germany. Deutschland, and trying to unwind from jet lag. What better way to do than watch Acoustic Tuesday? Thank you, Tony and Noah. Another great show.
Awesome.
And I want to give another comment here. We got a comment from Ronnie D. He says, discovering TAC, and this show is a great addition to my guitar geek life.
Awesome.
JG said that they just ordered their Guitarsonal shirt.
Heck yeah.
Yep, so they're waiting for that.
Can't wait to see that Guitarsonal.
And other than that, it's great just to scroll through the comments of the show and how many guitar geeks are just appreciative of what they're getting to learn about, whether it's a guitar geek item or whether it's a new artist that they get to listen to and throw into their into their playlist.
I thought you said throw into their plate. Put on their plate, throw into their playlist. Same deal, right?
Yeah. You could say that too. So there's our comments and shout outs for today, Tony.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks, Noah. And of course, I just want to urge you again to please leave comments beneath the show. As Noah mentioned, it's just a treat to scroll through and just see all the comments and how they've grown. I mean, from Acoustic Tuesday episode 1 all the way until now, here we are on 44, to see more and more guitar geeks uniting and more guitar geeks enjoying Acoustic Tuesday is really outstanding. And it's cool to see people connect as well via the comments. It's, TAC members are connecting with other TAC members and just overall guitar geeks are connecting with other guitar geeks. So it's really, really cool and I encourage you to do that. And of course, speaking of uniting guitar geeks, that's the whole point of Acoustic Tuesday. So please, please share the show with your guitar geek friends. Maybe you met somebody in an open mic. Maybe there's a jam group that you go to. Maybe you go to a music school or a group music lesson or something like that. Share Acoustic Tuesday with your guitar geek friends, because the more guitar geeks we get participating in Acoustic Tuesday, well, the more guitar geeks unite, and that's the whole darn point. So of course, I want to thank you guys for watching and participating. Now, speaking of guitar geeks and guitar geeks uniting, I think the pinnacle of guitar geekdom might possibly be sharing your Guitarsonal picture with us here on Acoustic Tuesday. And I've got two outstanding Guitarsonals for you today from our very own guitar geek family, from our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers. I'm going to start things off with Brian D. from Baltimore. Brian D. has, well, quite frankly, he has a whole room full of guitars. And I just partly want to know the logistics in getting all of the guitars in that room and positioning the dogs in such a great manner, because you can really see everything. So here's what Brian has. Brian says, here we go. Hanging on the stand to the left, he's got a Martin Dreadnought Jr., a Martin 2K tenor ukulele, and a PRS 594 McCarty in blood orange. He says it's not acoustic, but it's amazing. The back row, Gertrude, or Gertie, the South African Boorbell, hopefully I said that correct. She loves all these guitars and sits with me no matter day or time while I practice and play. Love seeing the dogs on the Guitarsonals, by the way. I've never heard of that breed, but very, very cool. I'm going to have to do a little bit more digging. Also on the couch, Martin HD28V, a Martin 00042, a Martin OMJM, and a Martin 00SE Black. With a special note, he said that's an impulse buy while he's waiting for his 0017 Authentic 1931. To say that Brian is a Martin guy is maybe an understatement at this point. He also has a composite acoustic OX in matte black. Hanging on the rack to the right, a PRS Hollow Body 2 with piezo pickups, the best of both worlds, and a close blue carbon fiber guitar, which he says might be on the chopping block. He's not sure yet. In front of the couch, we got a Gibson SJ200 Regal, a Gibson Hummingbird Cherry Burst, a Gibson Les Paul Custom, a Gretsch Penguin in white, a composite acoustic Legacy, and that one's hard to see because it's behind Sadie the Rottweiler, who is more like Ferdinand the Bull in every way, a Taylor GS Mini Mahogany, a Taylor GS Mini Koa, a Fender American Strat, and a Fender American Tele. In the front row, we've got a Taylor Custom Geo in black quilted maple, and we've also got... holy smokes. We've got a Taylor 814 CE Deluxe, and the super front, of course, taking center stage is Sadie the Rottweiler. He says, what can I say? The dog is special and goofy in every way you can imagine. He gives credit to William for taking the photo, who is actually pictured in the middle row of the pictures on the wall wearing the green lacrosse hat and bottom right with his surfboard. And that picture was taken 4 years ago. And there's a little bit of a backstory here that I think is very relatable to any guitar geek. So I wanted to share this as well. The backstory behind the madness. I've always wanted to learn guitar. I started with a few cheap guitars and the Fenders to the right. After years of never doing it, my wife made me give them away. I gave away the cheap acoustics, not the American Fender Electrics, to keep the peace. But it was a reminder of my failure to do something I wanted to do, and it never sat right with me. Meanwhile, I was struggling with some goofy food allergies that cost me my memory for about a month, not to mention tearing muscles and tendons off the bones for no reason for about a year. And I desperately needed something to get my brain jump-started and firing again. That's when I stumbled across Tony's Acoustic Challenge and the guitar acquisition syndrome ignited. Within 2 weeks of getting rid of the guitars, my wife made me unload. After 25 years of being together, neither of us are surprised by my ability to get rid of two guitars and replace them with 20 and counting. I hope you enjoy this collection as much as I do. Stop by any time to play. And my favorite quote, the one I'm playing, only to be outdone by the one I'm about to play, only to be outdone by the one I'm about to buy. Pretty awesome stuff. So I want to thank Brian for sharing that guitarsonal with us. Now here comes another guitarsonal. This is a local guitarsonal. This is from Tom K in Bozeman, Montana. Now, there's a very special little Easter egg in this picture, and I'll wait to tell you what it is until last. But here's the guitars that Tom K has. He's got a 1968 Yamaha FG230 12-string, a Gibson SJ200 Studio, a 1974 Gibson Hummingbird Custom, and a 1970 Yamaha FG150. And I don't know if you all notice this, but I certainly notice this. There's about a, well, three-quarters empty bottle of Elijah Craig on the little table next to his guitars. Now, as a bourbon fan, I certainly can appreciate that. I don't know if Noah appreciates that as much as I do, but I certainly do. So I want to thank Tom for sharing your guitarsonal with us. And of course, if I ever see you out and about in Bozeman, I'll be sure to say hi and give you the Guitar Geek salute, which I don't know what it is yet, but we should develop one for sure.
Yeah, well, we have, of course, we have Guitar Geeks Unite.
Well, yeah, I'll probably recognize him because he's got his guitarsonal shirt.
True.
Which is a crucial piece of criteria for sharing your guitarsonal on Acoustic Tuesday. Actually, there's three simple steps to get your guitarsonal on an Acoustic Tuesday show. All you have to do is buy yourself a guitarsonal shirt. And you can find a link to that right beneath the Acoustic Tuesday episode on YouTube. Pick your favorite color, your favorite size, and order it. It'll go right to your door. And then go ahead and put that guitarsonal shirt on when you get it and take a picture with you and all of your guitars. If you want to include pets like Brian D did, please do. And of course, if you want to include your favorite bottle of bourbon, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. Go ahead and snap that picture. And then when you're done, send it to Acoustic Tuesday, or rather, I'm sorry, Acoustic Life. And that's really easy to do. Just go to acousticlife.tv. The top menu, there's a submit button and you click submit and you'll see the drop down. You'll see an option for submitting your guitarsonal. You can do it right there. It goes right into my little show notes, and then I go ahead and add it to a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So I want to encourage all of you guitar geeks to do that. It's always fun seeing what other people have and, of course, celebrating in guitar geekdom. Now, are you ready, Noah, for this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
This really feels good. Talking about guitar geekdom, and the whole purpose of Acoustic Tuesday is to unite guitar geeks. And of course, you all now know about AcousticLife.tv. AcousticLife.tv is where all of the details of everything I ever discuss on Acoustic Tuesday live. Everything is there. If you go to AcousticLife.tv, you can see write-ups and reviews on everything I've ever talked about on Acoustic Tuesday, and there are links to purchase any items that I mention. Now, the crucial thing to know about those links is that those links, 100% of the proceeds when you buy through AcousticLife.tv, 100% of those proceeds go to Guitars for Vets. Now, Guitars for Vets is a nonprofit program that helps past, present, and future military veterans. It helps them kind of through difficult times by providing guitar lessons. Now, as a guitar geek, we all know the healing power of music. I know for me personally, the guitar has helped me through a lot of darker times, and I'm sure that rings true for a lot of us guitar geeks. And Guitars for Vets is a program that really harnesses that healing power of music and uses it in a way to help our veterans, which is something that I think all of us guitar geeks can certainly get behind. And again, by going to AcousticLife.tv and making purchases through that site, you are contributing to Guitars for Vets because 100% of those proceeds go to Guitars for Vets. Now, I have our first report on how much we donated to Guitars for Vets in the month of May. And I'm very, very happy to announce, we'll show you the graph here in just a second. I'm very, very happy to announce that during the month of May, just by people going to AcousticLife.tv and getting picks and getting capos and things like that, things that I mentioned on Acoustic Tuesday, a total donation of $364.47 was made to Guitars for Vets. And I think that is something that is absolutely outstanding. Just by being a guitar geek, you're sharing the awesomeness of guitar geekiness. You're promoting the healing power of guitar and music. And I just want to thank you for helping to donate $364, almost $365 to Guitars for Vets during the month of May. Did you have that? Do you have that graph, Noah?
Yep. Well, okay. Queued up right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
There we go.
So this is just a report that we get that says, hey, this is how much those links made for you this month. And of course, we pass all of that on to Guitars for Vets. So it's just something that I'm excited that you're a part of. I'm excited that you made this possible. And I just want to thank you and congratulate you for making a donation to a program that is so, I think, is just right in line with everything that we talk about on Acoustic Tuesday. It's right in line with being a guitar geek. Now, you might be thinking, man, I really hope that we could do more than that. Well, we will. This is just the start. This is the very first time we've reported on this, and I'm super excited to see that number grow. Now, again, these were the results from May. Just think, okay, so I'm going to be reporting on June the next time I give this report, and those June numbers are actually going to include the numbers from the Acoustic Life Festival, where all of those proceeds are going to Guitars for Vets as well. So I suspect that number will jump significantly. So I cannot wait to report on that for the month of June. Of course, there's kind of a month lag, so we'll be reporting on that probably towards the end of July. So I'm just excited to see this grow, and I'm excited that we all can be a part of this together and just celebrate not only being a guitar geek, but really getting behind a program that means so much in spreading the word of guitar geekiness, really, and celebrating the healing power of music. So cheers to you all guitar geeks out there that have contributed, and just thank you so much, really, from the bottom of my heart, and I know Guitars for Vets thanks you as well. So cheers and congratulations. We're all a part of something much bigger, and that feels pretty darn amazing. I'm getting the goosebumps, you know, talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much wraps up Acoustic Tuesday. I mean, what a great note to end on. And we always say end on a high note, and I think that's about the highest note you can end on. But we do have a couple items of business that we got to take care of real quick, and the first of which is the Guitar Geek Trivia. I got to give you your answer. So let's quickly revisit the question for the day. The question was, the famous rock club in New York, CBGB, has hosted many rock bands such as the Ramones, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Misfits, and the Police. Contrary to what those bands indicate, what do the letters CBGB actually stand for? Was it Curtis Bundy and Gloria Bundy? Was it Cool Bar and Great Beer? Was it Country, Bluegrass, and Blues? Or was it Cheerful Beats and Groovy Bands? Well, if you answered C, Country, Bluegrass, and Blues, you're absolutely correct. CBGB stands for Country, Bluegrass, and Blues, but that isn't the entire name of the club. The club's full name is CBGB and OMFUG. The OMFUG stands for Other Music for Uplifting Gourmandizers. But what the heck is a gourmandizer? A gourmandizer is usually a ravenous eater of food. The intent in including it in the name was to mean a voracious eater of music. Ironic how a club known for rock and punk music was originally intended to have a focus on roots music and poetry when Hilly Crystal first opened it on December 10th, 1973. I had always thought, I've seen the shirts, Noah, CBGB and OMFUG.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this is where my mind goes. I thought OMFUG stood for something really bad. I thought it was like swears and stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. It doesn't. Mm. And now we all know, and now we're better for knowing. Knowledge is power. Knowing is half the battle. All right, that pretty much wraps up Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 44. Thank you so much for joining us today, for sharing your time with us. Before we sign off today, I do want to take a sneak peek into next week and see what's coming up on Acoustic Tuesday, episode 45, that will air next Tuesday. Let's see what we got here. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to see a guitar geek aura. We're going to get a decorative tip from a master and a recommended artist from within the Acoustic Tuesday family. Now, That one's going to be real interesting. You got to tune in to find out that one, because there's an extra special treat for you all who tune in. So thank you so much again for sharing your time with us today. We certainly appreciate it. And of course, remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on YouTube, 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube. And of course, for your fix in between Tuesdays, go to AcousticLife.tv. And remember, any product that you purchase off of AcousticLife.tv, 100% of those proceeds go to Guitars for Vets. And that is something all of us guitar geeks can get behind, and of course unite behind as well. And that's the whole point, to unite guitar geeks. So from all of us here, from Noah and myself at Acoustic Tuesday, have an awesome Tuesday, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers to you. Thank you.